Are we ready to hit go?
Yes.
And I will say go.
Yes.
Do you guys hit it at the end of the word go or as soon as you hear the word go? Just curious. I
I
can't
don't
wait till we have
know.
like cameras so we can like clap in sync and stuff or something like that.
My hands will be busy with the clap, but then I have to go fumble with my mouse.
No,
Wait,
you
we
say
could.
you clap and then I just delete the beginning
Oh.
part. Yeah.
Wait, we could just do that there.
From a time before 1999. Welcome to The Hagline, a K-pop podcast. We're a group of busy adult friends who needed to have a weekly mandated hangout time to digest the last week in K-pop. You guys introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're your hosts
I'm
for the Hagline podcast.
Hey, that's what we are. That's why we're
I'm
here.
Rina, and I've currently been listening to the Zygers come back today.
Oh my god, I didn't even want to introduce myself. I just want to talk about seconds now. I'm Aim, and I also love our special little sons.
When you call them like that, it sounds weird.
It does sound weird. They're just out. Yeah, no, it's gonna keep sounding weird. But they're my sons, and I love them.
Yeah, I'm Jack. It's Zyker's comeback brain rot
Like,
day.
I don't even remember what I listened to this
Sorry.
week when I like first typed this out. I was just like, oh yeah, we should like update each other on like what's going on, what are we like listening to? And it's just like, nope, only Zykers right now. It's taken over.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
have been listening to a lot of
Ooh.
Temin. I really like his new album.
Okay, I
It's
need to give it
really
a proper
good.
listen.
Yeah. The unknown scene made me mentally unwell. I mean, I was already mentally unwell, but it made me worse.
Oh, you know what else I've been listening to? The ZB1 album, even though it's like four songs.
The whole album.
Have changed my mind on Kill the Romeo and have revisited Yura Yura. So, thank you, ZB1.
I have not
That's
properly
fine.
listened to that yet. The two
It's
tracks I've promoted are
fine.
like definitely the strongest songs on that album.
Yeah, that checks out. Oh my god,
It's
you know what else I've been listening to? Which only came onto like my TikTok feed recently, and I was like, how did I not know that the song existed? Youngji had a comeback back in June. She has a song called My Cat, and I'm
My
obsessed
God, it got
with
overshadowed.
it. Yeah.
A lot
It's
has gone
so
on.
goofy. I love
I'm
her
so glad
so
to see her
much.
back.
Yeah,
I hope
she's been
her
so
variety show
busy.
starts up again soon. She's
It
so fucking
did. We're on
funny.
episode
It
two.
did. Oh, it
This is
did?
why we need this podcast, so you know what's
Yeah. Oh my
happening.
God. I forget who
Thank you
was.
so much. I don't know what's happening in K-pop.
It was a female idol last week. Was it Lisa?
No.
Maybe. I feel
Let's
like I
find
saw clips of her and Lisa, and then the one that just came out was Jaehyun from NCT. Yeah, it was Lisa 3 weeks ago. Episode
Oh my
25. I don't know if there was
God.
someone, I forget who. I'm sure there had to be someone between
Yes.
Lisa and
So glad to see
Jaehyun.
her
She
back.
had Natty from Kiss of Life and Hoshi's
Right,
on again, off
yes.
again
'Cause that
boyfriend.
no, there was a clip being like,
Oh,
yeah, he's
really?
just so
Yeah.
cute. I always wanna just take care of him, and everyone's just like eyebrow raising, Cardi B suspicious face.
Isuhyuk?
Nailed it.
I think that's his name. Let me into your private Instagram, bestie.
Taeyeon is the one
Yeah,
that's in there, right?
please.
I think
Oh my
so.
god, it's a sign.
Maybe Key also. Oh, it's elites.
Okay, but yes, so far our regular cadence for this podcast will be we'll go over a couple of news things going on in the K-pop world and then watch some whatchamacallit, come back new releases. That's the better
New
word to call it.
releases.
We'll see how the first episode goes with copyright and striking, but I think if we don't monetize it, it should be fine if we upload the whole thing.
Wee.
If not, you'll hear like bits and clips of the song, or maybe I just like mute the music video and just play like a little repeat of the track of the music or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We're new here. This is a
Yeah.
new hobby. Is it a hobby? This is a hobby, right? We can tell people we're podcasters now.
No, we won't be
No.
doing that.
Noted. Okay.
No, not yet. And then we have to be like, oh yeah, I do podcasts. And then be like, oh my
What's
gosh,
your
what's your
podcast
podcast
about?
about? And we have to be like,
Oh, it's worse actually. We're not only podcasters, we are K-pop K-popers.
Okay, first piece of news, I guess.
Goddammit.
Would probably be, like, immediately, like, the day after we recorded the last episode, Waterbomb was just like, we have an update for you guys. So, not only did they have one update for us, they had two updates for us.
Yeah, they redid the site map to make it be like, oh, this isn't just...
This is a real fest.
Yeah, this is like a real festival. Like everywhere else. I mean, still, it was... You know, other maps, in my humble opinion, looked a lot more impressive. And this is just like, oh yeah, here's some, like, seating area and, like, a photo zone, and other maps were, like, significantly larger. But, hey, it's Ellie's first time, so I guess they can have a smaller map.
I think it's also because the venue they chose was definitely, like, supposed to be a seated venue. Like, it's not a festival open grounds venue.
Yeah, I think it's funny that they removed the seats. They changed it to all GA. That was... probably a nightmare for everybody. We already saw on the horizon people getting ready to camp. They start camping out as soon as they saw this post.
They're gonna have to put Dawn in the fucking water cannons, like head and shoulders in there.
Yeah.
Wait, they got rid of all the seats. Like, yes. All of that.
Because they can't sell it. It was a 30,000 person stadium. And then people were grabbing the screenshots of all the empty seats and being like, LOL, flop, which is a horrible look. I don't know. Would people start camping for, like, front row seating area then or something?
Maybe. But I don't know. I feel like it's easy enough to just instruct venue staff that, like, hey, maybe people can't be here the whole time. Or I was just thinking, like, the seats closest to the stage... You just don't have those sections open. Like, have the sections in the back open or something like that, where it's obviously, just seating.
No, I think you need to have those seats open seating and resting. Because it's going to look so bad on camera if those seats are empty.
Probably, but...
But yeah.
It does say seating and resting, though, so...
Yeah, they're trying to...
Yeah, maybe people will just stay there the whole time.
They're trying to encourage that behavior. But I can definitely see, like, some freaks out there being like... They camped to get into GA Waterbomb line, and then they just put all their shit in their seat, and then they're parked there for the whole day. I mean, more power to them. Whatever. It's their experience, I guess. But I can see a lot of people get annoyed by that. But yeah, that's a fun two updates. Love Waterbomb.
I want to go to the Soonhari bar. Before you guys... Go to Waterbomb and please don't get sun poisoning. And
drink lots of water, wear sunscreen, be safe.
Make sure you're going back and forth to your hotel and like freshen up, because otherwise it's gonna smell like a dog park in there. So
fun.
Have fun, everybody. Be safe.
Don't let
be
all
safe.
These cool Korean like R&B artists see us as
be safe.
A mess. Don't let them see. Don't let them catch us messy. Like, I will be so embarrassed.
Oh, but watch your ass in there, girl. Don't get too fucking drunk out there, okay? Be careful.
Okay, another go to the next topic. Concert things going on sale recently. Today, Kiss of Life tickets went on sale.
Wasn't that like 2 days ago?
That was some pre-sale, and there was like a limited amount tickets that were released for that, because... I was trying to look at it, and it was just like, pre-sale code all used up. And I'm just like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, because I saw some other people get tickets already.
Then yesterday was like the venue pre-sale, and then today was general. At my venue in Silver Spring, Maryland, I talked to a friend who's going, and she lucked out. She was too far in the queue. Luckily, her friends got her GA tickets, but once she was in, only the $270 packages were left.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
which
boy.
Is very interesting to me, because those are always the first ones to go, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so I'm looking at... So their venue in New York is Hammerstein Ballroom. We've all been to Hammerstein before. They also had that's where all the NY that's where all the NYXL events were. So you know how there's like the floor is just like GA. It's just wide open. And then the balconies, the two levels of balconies have seats. They made both of the balconies seated GA.
Oh.
Which sucks.
Did you do that for one of your J-Rock concerts? concert things. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when I went to go see The Last Rock Stars.
I also had seen GA for Purple Kiss, and that worked out really well for me. I ended up, like, three rows back.
I did. Yeah.
Because I went by myself.
I love going
great.
By myself.
Oh, yeah. Because you could just seat filler.
Just sitting myself. Yeah. Just like, let me sit. It's like, is anyone sitting here? Well, now it's me. I'm both of your friends now.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, if you're going in with anybody else, now you have to find two fucking seats together, and everybody is like antisocial, and strangers won't sit together, and you're just like, fucking move over one seat so me and my friend can sit together.
Yeah, the last one we did general GA seated was like Madion in 20 when did I graduate? 2015 then, I'll say that. 2015-16 around there.
And I feel like that would be chill. Like, I could do GA seated for Madion. Like, that's no big
thing. Would you go see Kiss of Life?
No.
I don't know any of their songs.
Yeah, sticky. I don't know any of their songs.
Sticky, sticky, sticky. That's
if I got a free ticket, I would go. But this year has been taxing economically concert-wise. So unfortunately, it's not something that currently I would spend money on. Also, I think I have a Hyde concert this same weekend, so probably not. And then November, we're also going to LA for 17, so yeah, probably not. Love the girls. They seem cool.
Would I see them? I genuinely couldn't tell you a single song of this.
Can you name a member?
Absolutely not.
Jack.
Oh, I can name members.
Name the members, left to right.
There's Julie. There's, I don't know who's like who.
There's Julie.
There's Julie. There's Natty. Unfortunately, that is all I know. I'm so sorry, other girls. I'm looking up your names right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine, because those are the two I
know. Oh, wait. Okay, I knew this. Natty, Julie, Belle. I knew that there was a girl named Belle. I'm not sure if I knew that she was in Kiss of Life, but I've seen stuff about Belle. And then Hanul is their fourth member. Good for them. They're so cute. And they seem like they all really get along and like are having a good time together and stuff. So they're cute.
What company are they under?
S2 Entertainment. I've never heard of them before.
Probably new company. Yeah. Maybe a producer company.
And
stuff.
And Belle actually used to work as a songwriter for SM. Which is very cool. Yeah, she's a singer-songwriter.
Has she been working on songs for Kiss of Life, though?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
She's credited for background vocals in Le Sserafim's Unforgiven and in Mark's Child.
What? Oh, wow.
What?
She's been producing since she was 17. She's only 20 now. But her father is Shim Shin, who is, like, a famous singer in South Korea. Yeah, a little bit, but clearly she like grew up with it and learned how to do stuff from an early age, and then clearly is talented. Like, she's written for Le Sserafim, Purple Kiss, for Mion, so she's very cool.
Yeah, would love to see more of her work in her own group then too.
Very cool.
If we see them, we see them. If we don't, I'm sure we'll catch them again. They're just starting out.
I hope it goes well. I feel like they're, I mean, it's good for them. They're already going on tour. Yeah.
And they're super, I feel like they're super catered to Western audiences.
Oh, for sure. That will be a fun tour for everybody that enjoys them. I hope that I hope there's a lot of women in the audience. Go, girls. Show up, girls. Show up, girls. God bless you all. Good luck.
Speaking of more concerts that people enjoy, if you haven't gotten enough in hyphen,
oh boy,
they're coming back.
Did they confirm US dates, or were we all just imagining things?
They did not yet.
Okay, so maybe, I guess it does say world tour on the asset, though.
But maybe they're going to Europe instead of the U.S. But it's still, like, they're touring. They're
yeah.
Non-stop touring.
It's like, should they go to Europe? Eventually, of course. But, like, also, should they maybe sleep in and take, like, a month off? Please,
yeah.
God.
Oh, don't worry. They're also going to Japan.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe some of these groups need to be a little bit, or companies need to pull a 17 and just be like, we're just doing Korea and Japan a bunch. Fuck everybody else a little bit, so then the members can get some little bit less travel time. But a concert's a concert, and that shit's still exhausting no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the prep going into it, just... Especially, like, the ones in Asia, they're, like, four-hour concerts, too.
True, they're Jesus. So much longer. And then, didn't they literally just finish their last tour, like, a couple weeks ago?
I couldn't say for certain. It was a while ago they left the U.S., but I'm not sure when the actual tour finished.
It was definitely before K-Con.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, it was before, like, this whole summer of tours happened. They beat everyone to the punch.
Yeah, they were, like, the first one. But at this point, like, I don't know. Yeah, they're a big group. Two tours in a year is, like, why?
Yeah.
And they put out a whole album this year, too.
Yup.
So much.
Yeah, and then I saw some stuff about some of the guys having, like, health issues, some injuries being, like, exacerbated, and... Yeah.
Yeah, I think Nikki is one who I've seen who's had some health issues going on recently. Like... You know, they just haven't had time to rest.
Yeah, it sucks so much to see with these, like, young idols, too, that I'm just, like, they're literally in their prime, and you're pushing them past what they can take.
Yeah,
and, like,
literally.
their bodies are not going to be in any better condition, really. If you're, like, a 23, 24-year-old idol, you're, like, in prime athlete age, and the more you push them and the more that they injure themselves now, like, you're only shortening their ability to do what they love. So
exactly.
Good luck to them. Good luck to their fans and their wallets. I'm curious if it was like your if it was AT's doing the two tours in a year again as well, would you still go see them?
Unfortunately, probably because I'm an AT simp.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard not to be a hypocrite. Because it's like, you want them to rest, but then you don't want to, like, not go to be like, I'm supporting them getting rest.
I don't want their venues to be empty, because they're going to go anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that the venue isn't going to, like, it's still going to sell well enough that the tour won't get canceled. But...
Also, maybe a controversial thing for me to say when we're talking about Enhypen, but also about KQ in general, is I trust KQ, ? To at least have a conversation with the individual members and for it to be a decision made together that is respected by the company.
Yeah.
Ooh, the, like, silence.
No, I mean, I forget how old the Enhypen boys are off the top of my head. I know they're not that much younger than ATs, but they are a little bit younger.
A little bit.
And it's like, it's not to say that, like, HYBE and, or whichever company Enhypen is under technically, B-Lift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's not to say that they wouldn't have that conversation with those boys, but, and, you know, this is something that we've seen a bunch with, like, Stray Kids as well, where fans are like, let the members rest, and the members are like, fans, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, they're like, actually...
We are adults. We know when we need to rest.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to worry that idols don't know when to listen to their bodies and all those kind of good things, because everyone's been in situations in all walks of life where it's like... Oh, in
just
hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, AT's has done that, like, two tours in 1 year thing before, but it was just, like, such a huge gap. It was, like, basically as soon as the year started. Yeah.
The beginning of the year and the end of the year, yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, like, a lot of these tours are, like, from demands of stakeholders and whatnot in my mind, and meeting expectations or whatever the contract they have to shareholders.
Yeah. And Hypen are more Psyker's age. They're like 2001 to 2005.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah, Nikki's young.
Yeah, he's their youngest.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be like, if I was the members and the company was like, guess what, guys, we're going on another world tour. You'd be like, damn. Already? We just got home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be hard to be excited about that when you're, like, fucking sleepy.
It's always.
I guess we'll see, like, what the dates are like, especially if it's just between, like, yeah. See, because these are pretty spread out, so it's, like, 1 month here, 1 month there.
Yeah. And, I mean, a flight to Japan for them is, like, probably a 30-minute flight. Yeah,
hopefully
like,
Yeah,
no time zone difference.
And all the work, but maybe, like, this is just an Asia tour, to like Southeast Asia. Maybe.
Yeah.
I just want to throw Europe a bone. Just go over there. Go say hi to them, please.
Yeah, literally.
Did they not go their whole last tour?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever
loved Cash Cow USA.
Which is crazy because, frankly, as if Europe wouldn't be a cash cow at this point.
Because they have limits and laws about ticket prices.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Hey, can the EU, can we also be a part of the EU so that we can have laws about ticket prices?
Hey, now that the UK left the EU, can we join?
Yeah, we can take their place.
Just
I mean,
New
Australia's
York.
Already
just
part
New York.
Of Eurovision.
Just
so,
New
like,
York.
US becoming a part of the EU doesn't feel that much of a stretch anymore.
Just New York.
Okay.
Just New York. Take us. The original 13 colonies rule. Take us.
Going from one group that's touring too much to one that's just hasn't been seen in a while.
7 years.
Well, it's his first solo concert in seven years.
We're talking about Big Bang's Taeyang. Is this a lie? Is someone telling lies?
I don't know. No, they...
I guess it is his first solo concert, but I was just like, I feel like Taeyang is the Big Bang member I've seen out and about the most.
I mean, he's
but
been
maybe,
doing
like, first,
stuff.
Yeah.
He's had singles
but
and, like,
solo.
Been vaguely around, but yeah, I guess not a solo concert. Congrats to... What are Big Bang fan calls?
VIP!
My bad, I wasn't around them. Congrats to VIP just
know,
for getting to see your men again.
Born.
I wasn't born? Die. Right.
Yeah, because... when did Still Life come out? Hello? So 2 years ago, Big Bang put out a music video for this song, Still Life. And then, yeah, they kind of have not done anything in a while together. And several years ago, T.O.P. like officially left Big Bang, chose to leave Big Bang. And yeah, and then they haven't done anything in ages. I know Daesung has been like it doing some variety stuff here and there. And then Taeyang is married and has a baby.
Wow.
So he's a busy guy.
Do you think this is going to full swing them back into activity?
I think it would be nice
at least
if
more
they,
in the public sphere, just making more appearances or something.
Some kind of their version of a reunion tour or something. It's not like they need to put out new music.
They
have a
music,
huge
but it's just
discography.
Like being more public and stuff.
Yeah. Then again, a new single from them would be crazy. Like that would be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. A new single from them would destroy the charts.
Yeah.
But,
which would be nice because I feel like we haven't had, there hasn't been a lot of older gen, like, rap music in a while. So, like, I feel like they do kind of need to remind some of the kiddies how it's done.
I mean, like, them and then Block B kind of doing a resurgence.
And shout out to Bisook Soon for getting invited to perform.
Which is crazy.
Taeyang's. Taeyang's concert, rather. That's crazy for them. I'm so happy.
Really crazy. Wow, did they even write about GD getting on stage?
The first show or the second show?
Maybe.
Because he did do two shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because if that's Somni, she was a guest on the first show.
I do
so.
Love the current trend of, like, these, like, very iconic idols such as Big Bang and IU is what I've only seen so far, but they invite other guests to perform as well. I just think it's a fun little treat.
Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah, it's cute. They get a little break and then, you know, their mates get to do a little performance.
Yeah. I don't know how I would feel if Big Bang came back.
Would you be weird. Excited?
I don't know. I've been one of them digesting my Big Bang feelings, like, ever since this concert. I was like, man, you really used to like them. Like,
I saw your tweet recently about, Cricket, or...
Oh my god, yeah, G-Dragon's Cricket. I really used to be a VIP. Like I'm not even kidding, like, full VIP. My thousand-year-old Facebook account that I've had since, like, the ninth grade.
That's pretty cute.
And I was like, happy fourth anniversary, Big Bang. Fourth. Four years. God. And now it's been, like, fucking 16 years or some nonsense. Yeah, G-Dragon was my favorite member.
Everyone here deserves this.
Is this song sampling, what Western song is this? No.
Well, if you know, please let us know.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, though. It's like a bunch of, like, 36-year-olds out here singing their old, like, party boy days songs. But, like, valid.
We like to party, and then they go home to their wife and child.
Yeah.
God bless. We don't actually like to party anymore, but like, the song still goes hard.
No, G-Dragon is out here being a rich boy. Rich boy art collector. Fancy pants fashion boy now.
His drug charges have not stopped him.
I wish I could be a fancy pants fashion boy.
Well, he was like, if y'all are gonna, like, try and convict me of shit, speak up, say it with your whole chest, say it to my face, because you're wrong. So I was like, yeah, you know what, GD, get in there, show them, tell them. Because I know a lot of people don't like him for, I don't know, various reasons. Some... where may or may not be founded.
So I'm a little bit more valid than others, but hopefully it just becomes a better person in the future. More people coming back. My man.
Yo, man.
This is your man?
When I was like early into K-pop, it was like only BTS and Wonho. It was just like those two were like the ones I were following.
No.
Yeah.
I talked to Elena so much about this man just because.
Yeah. Like, there was a period where, like, right before I was getting into K-pop, where I was just like, why is Arena sending us photos of this Instagram thought? Like, who is this guy? I didn't know he was a K-pop idol. I didn't recognize him with his clothes on. I was just like, who is this man?
The baby's back. Yeah. Can't wait
Welcome
for
back,
him to
Wano.
Take his shirt off, I guess.
I was gonna say some other stuff, and
then
I was
say
like,
it. If it's
rated?
Real bad, we can
it's
rated take
whatever
it out.
We want it to be.
I'm just like, sorry, I'm a fucking gay person. And my friends and I are all just like, when is he gonna post his first whole pic again?
He removed so many of them.
He removed so many. He was like, I need to clean up my image, and I'm like, no,
they've been gone.
Damn, he got rid of them all. They're all gone.
I just, like,
I don't follow him on Instagram.
Like, Wano, please. And what's really crazy is just, like, what he was from Monsta X, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, I'd never listened to Monsta X, really. I just, like, vaguely know the members. I don't really follow Wano that much. And it's not even that I really find him, like, that attractive. I'm so sorry, Wano people. But I just respect the audacity.
Yeah.
Like, I just respect so much that he was just like, oh, if I want to post a pic of me laying in bed in these, like, 3-inch inseam shorts, I will. Like, yes, go you. Post those pics.
And he did it.
You're a hot boy. Tell them.
Yes. He's very creative and thoughtful.
And he did it.
And
good on him.
And he just
honestly
seems like a nice dude in
my
general.
OG, big titty committee president.
No, just you saying that he's thoughtful, and I, like, even as a non-fan, just, like, seeing everything that he's done for his fans and, like, the way he interacts with fans and the way he's talked about people in the past, I'm like, yeah, he does seem very, very thoughtful. Like, very considerate and very...
Say it. Very mindful.
Oh, yeah. Very mindful. But
very demure.
that he really like considers his words before he speaks, and like he always speaks with intention. I salute my king.
But no, yeah,
his thighs are crazy.
It's just a fun fact. Like, he was the original designer of like the Mazda X light stick, and I feel like he's also done some work with them, song wise.
Okay. You did it. You're out. You're free.
And he came out. He came back out on his anniversary. I'm very excited to see what song he releases, because I still do like his title tracks. Another old head anniversary. FX.
FX 15 years.
Wow.
Anything you want to up? Because me and Abe are just going to be you guys sitting never... here.
You guys never listened to FX.
Nope.
Right.
I didn't, but I am in love with Amber.
Yeah. Also another girl group that I followed since debut.
Give a post unfortunately. That says happy anniversary FX.
I don't know. I would have to like go on my Facebook and see. Cause when they debuted, they were like SHINee's younger girl version. They were supposed to be like SHINee's sister group. So that's why I got into them originally.
Does that make Red Velvet?
And then just really like their music.
Girl group.
Ew.
No, because Super Junior was no Girls' Generation is Super Junior's little sister group.
Also, but you
Red Velvet. Yeah, but yeah, they were really fun.
I can't get over
young
Amber. Oh my god.
Yeah. When they first started putting up the posters for FX to like advertise that there is a new group debuting soon, people thought they were a co-ed group because of Amber.
That's so fucking funny, and I mean, like, I get it.
Yeah,
they didn't really let the girlies look like that.
No. They were just really fun and really good, and their music was really interesting and just very different. Yeah, I like them a lot. I hate how they broke up, just like faded into oblivion.
Hated how SM like wants to treated them and wants to forget about them.
Yeah. Yeah. They really just like let their contracts like expire.
Yeah, it's always so crazy to me how, like, you know, girl groups don't need to go to, they don't need to enlist, so like in theory there's no reason that they should have like really big inactive periods, and yet companies just love doing that to them anyway.
Yeah, and I'm like, you guys could really invest in them, but no. Yeah, they were, for the time, like 2009, 2010, okay, like they were very different. And they were just like legitimately good. I still have one of their songs as like one of my ringtone alarms like throughout the day, and because it's so loud.
Cute.
I think it's La Chata is one of my alarms still on my phone. Yeah.
Wow. Do you think they'll ever do a little group meet together?
I don't think so.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like official. It just could be like
as a performance. I legitimately don't think so. I don't think, and of course, Crystal, if I'm wrong, correct me. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't think Crystal wants to perform anymore, like musically, and then Victoria has been in China for the last majillion years. Amber's doing her own. Amber and Luna would probably be the most open to it. But I don't think that Crystal really wants to.
Yeah, fair.
But they still hang out. Yeah, they still hang out and see each other every now and then and stuff. But just a lot has happened.
All right. Something very old to something very new. None of us are going to watch it, but...
I mean, I would watch it. I just don't have Apple TV, and I'm not going to pay for Apple TV.
It would be really interesting to watch. I wouldn't mind signing up to watch
it. I'm a lot more interested in watching it something like this versus, like, Dream Academy.
Same.
Where a lot of my friends are watching that show right now, and I'm just like, I just have no interest in Dream Academy.
Yeah.
Elena and I watched Dream Academy as it was airing on YouTube.
But not the docuseries.
Like, not the actual Netflix. Yeah. And I already had my Complaints? Yeah, there's no way to dance around that word. I had my complaints watching it on YouTube, and the format that they were doing it, and some of the stuff that I've already seen about how they run it. Without even watching the whole show, I'm just like, nah, this gonna piss me off. The girls didn't know it was gonna be a survival show. They didn't tell them that.
That's
crazy.
They, like,
specifically told them it wouldn't be, and then it became one. I'm like, fuck you.
That's crazy.
But yeah, this actual show.
Yeah,
this
like...
one... Imagine if we turned into Krabby fans after this.
It's possible. Like, they have some cute songs. I am so ready for Jessie's Tell All.
Yeah, I think because this is more like documentary style than like a competition. So
yeah.
It's always like the insight that we are always asking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What goes on.
And especially like, I don't know a lot about Krabby, but like having Jessie and Black Swan is really good choice, to be honest, because they're both very honest,
and they do have that like American / international perspective, and then you also get the like boy group version of that.
Like,
I think it'll be really interesting.
It would be. I would definitely watch it. Right now I really like Black Swan. I don't keep up with their like everything, but I like the girls a lot. I'll listen to their singles when they come out.
Shout out to Ellen, who will be the only one speaking. I don't know the numbers. I do know Ellen is from California.
I do think this is a really good selection of groups where you do have like a more fully Korean group, and then you have like a blended group that's become more of like international K-pop, and then Jessie, who's like Korean American.
I think it is really important to at least have Gravity, because they are the more like core.
Exactly, like
K-pop. Of like, when you say a K-pop group, you think of like a full Korean.
Yeah, like more group. More traditionally full Korean. Yeah.
Not necessarily full group, I guess.
That was such a weird still.
Yeah.
Where it's just like K-pop idols, and it doesn't move for like 5 seconds.
I guess it's All Out too. Yeah, we should watch it sometime. Maybe we'll watch it when you guys are next week.
Oh yeah,
be
we
cute.
Should do that.
Okay, cool. And that concludes this week's news of like what passed by us.
I was thinking like earlier, like, oh, not that much happened this week, and then we're like blah 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 blah, and I'm like, oh, actually, maybe stuff did happen.
No, that's
this
what
week.
Like when you guys saw my initial notes of like what was happening this week, and I was just like, oh, maybe we'll actually be able to fit this under an hour and a half. And it's just like, JK. We're going to take a small break as I queue up the videos we're going to watch through. And yeah. Okay. Welcome back. We are ready to go through. Oh my god, there's so much music this week. Too much music. Like, I remember you posting the schedule of the calendar of, like, what's being released, but I didn't realize it was, like,
it's
this weekend, and I didn't realize, like, how much of the music we would actually be listening to, because it's not possible to listen to every single release out there, but, like, the ones that we were paying attention to, it's just like, oh my god, that's all
it's
of our
not.
Little guys. But earlier this week, right, 3 days ago, oh no, first...
Yeah.
Full
at
album
the beginning of the week
since Leaving Us On, or just a single?
Yay! It's not a single, it is an album. I'm not sure if it's a full album or
first
a mini
album
though.
Period.
I think it's a mini.
I think it's a
sorry
mini.
My bad, I didn't mean
it's
to say the word
songs.
Full
we can't
there.
Be calling that a full
yeah.
album.
To those that don't know, the Whippersnappers, Onyu is from SHINee. He's SHINee's leader, and he was on hiatus for quite some time after SHINee's last album, and then he left SM, and now he's with Griffin Entertainment, and this is his first release since moving. But that also happened like this year, so moving quick.
Love those realizations.
Mm.
Yeah, especially like his hiatus, and we saw some pictures of him, and just saw, he like had to pull out for promotion for Hard and stuff. It's just so good seeing him.
He just looks like himself again, and he hasn't looked like himself in a very long time.
This song is so cute.
So good.
Because yeah, like whenever you say Onu, you just think of like ballady, like slower melody songs. But this one's
yeah. This really had me curious, like, especially in interviews, he was discussing how he felt like he had to leave SM because he was too comfortable there, and because it was like no growth from him, he didn't feel like he had to be different or that he could experiment. And so I'm just like, man, were they pigeonholing him the whole time? Like, this is your image in the company.
I mean, you got to do Dice.
Yeah, and Dice was not similar to this, but more.
This also just feels like such, I feel like it could just be such a shiny song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just such an all-rounder. Like, he's an incredible vocalist. Now he can, like, yeah, right?
Good. Yeah. I wish it was longer. How long is
it? It's short.
It's too short.
The whole album is, all the songs are really short.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it's so good.
Tragic.
I'm very happy he's back.
Yes.
More shiny.
More shiny, though.
And we can't watch the official music video because BPM's YouTube got hacked, so it's gone.
Crazy.
More shiny comebacks.
Both of y'all have been listening.
Yeah, I've had this album on repeat. It's great.
I actually have not yet watched the music video for Horizon, which just came out the other day.
It's gone now, so you'll never get to watch it. It felt like more of a performance kind of music video anyway. It was basically just choreography, which you've already seen.
I just love choreography.
With the same dance group too.
I don't remember.
No, it was the same. Like the Ashley. That's her name, right?
Yeah. Ashley Everett.
Yes, thank you.
My brain kept saying Evergreen, and I was like, that's not right.
So not only has he released this album, then did like the comebacks and B-side promotion. He's already on tour again, right?
I wouldn't know. I mean, not coming here.
I wouldn't say again, but yeah. His first tour with BPM, his first album with BPM.
If this tour doesn't include, this tour doesn't have US dates, I'm gonna start ignoring.
Not yet, yeah.
Yeah, they can take a little while, it just has to come eventually.
They've been teasing at it.
But I mean, he keeps saying that he wants to.
And it's like Alaska on him.
No.
Like,
yeah. But yeah, this whole album is great.
Yeah, I need to update my new music playlist, so we'll put Taemin, put Psychers, put the Onu one on there.
This is not my favorite album of his, but it's fine.
What's your favorite album?
Guilty.
That's fair.
Oh, we saw the numbers last year.
Yeah, that's true.
But this album does still feel very him.
Yeah, I feel feel like you could have picked almost anything to be the title track as well.
Mm. Yeah. I do.
Celeste and Deja Vu are really cute.
Yeah. I do kind of wish Horizon had been the title track of this, though.
Mm.
But I do remember when the music video for this dropped, I was like, man, he just really wanted to, like, go fucking crazy dancing. Come to New York, Timon, come to New York.
If he does do the U.S. stops, definitely L.A., New York, and then...
I'm just hoping his venues are, like, appropriately sized.
Ooh, what venue do you want in New York?
Prudential, at least.
Yeah, fighting people for a smaller venue would be
I'll kill somebody.
Horrific.
I'll straight up kill somebody. Because the last time he was here for Super M, people, like, flew in from Japan for Super M. Like, the people in front of me at MSG were from Japan. I was like, oh, shit. Like, y'all came all the way here. And they'll go, like, they were like, yeah, we'll go anywhere Timon is. And I was like, okay. And I know they're going to keep that same energy.
Yo. Which is fine, as long as it's an arena. As long as I can fit, too.
I would love for him to be at MSG again. I feel... MSG is such an underrated venue, I feel. And...
I think she's just too expensive.
I want more people to be there. She is very expensive.
A lot of old heads to your young little guys.
Yay!
I'm not seeing this yet. Oh my god, please stop. Please.
Make it
I'm trying. It's... I'm fighting for my life out here right now. It's so hard being the producer.
Oh my gosh.
Who's seen this so far? Just me and Aim?
Me.
Have you also listened to the album?
No.
Okay.
Should we listen to the album? No, we don't have time for that.
No.
No, we can't.
Right off the bat,
that's
Jack,
like a dedicated episode.
I don't know if you want to tell Aim what your favorite ones are. We'll come back to it next week.
Okay. Have a Psychers dedicated episode.
Might as well.
It's what they deserve.
I'm about to revive my TikTok and just start yapping about Psychers, to be honest.
Someone's gonna do it. Where is your location? That's so clever.
This feels so, like, bringing together all the themes that they've been doing in the past with, like, 8-bit gaming and, like, the spooky, tricky house theme. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And something I told Aim earlier, but I'll say it at the end of this.
I love their choreography so
it's
much.
So good.
BB Trippin, I love you. They do such a good job of just creating such unique shapes and staging. And I love it.
Who is
and
this?
And normally, Rapline always has, like, all their raps. That was Hyunwoo. That was Hyunwoo.
Their little flat hair looks are kind of cute, though.
Like, Hunter is such a beast, and he's so young, he's only gonna get better.
Yeah.
I feel like so many Thai idols, they just, you know, they always have to be, like, double
beasts.
Yes, they're just so good.
I love this move. I love that little rocking thing. It looks so sick.
And then in the full choreo, maybe it's not visible in the music video, but in the full choreo, like, Sion grabs... Hold on, let me let Suman finish.
Zaka's rap line, no one can touch you. No one in the fifth gen comes fucking close.
That's my biological child!
I love all of the styling in this music video. I love all their outfits, I love all their hair, their little curls, their slick down looks. It's so good.
This chorus is so different.
You said my biological son!
And all the, like, vocal back and forth between Jinshik and Hyunwoo is so...
Yeah. Their vocal voice did so good in this. Ugh.
And we've been dying for more, like, vocal in general.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
gotta be my favorite part.
God, Yechun is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I love these outfits.
Okay. We'll pop up a little early.
Right?
Oh, no, it's good. It's great.
The 10 spirits. Okay, and so the whole outro, they're saying, we already know you're witch. We already know you're witch. But when you have the subs up, they're not saying witch, like a witch. They're saying, we already know you're witchy, which is Korean for location. Like, we already know where you are.
Yeah, the romanization for witch, yeah. How they've spelt it, that is a word in Korean. It is the word for location.
It's so good. And their entire lore, like, ever since debut, remember when they were posting all those random coordinates and we were like, God, we're so jealous, like, we can't show up wherever. Like, the very first time they did their busking where they performed, like, NCT's Boss and, like, TXT's Cat and Dog and stuff, when they were releasing all those random coordinates right before their debut, and that was also the end of K-Pop Player Quest. The whole time, like, everything has been, I want to kiss KQ's creative team on the mouth. Like, who's in charge of their stuff? And I'm not saying, like, the production team, but, like, the creative team. Who's coming up with this stuff?
And just being, like, allowed to do something like that.
It's
just
so clever.
So
I love it.
Liberating.
They're just so fun. They're just really different. Love you, Psychers. Good job.
I'm proud of you, boys.
Have fun. If you guys are touring in October, you know what's up. Come through. If you guys are actually touring in October, come on.
Or could it not be October?
Come back. I mean,
October kind of full.
I mean, they're starting in October, but that doesn't mean they're going to be here in October. If they're start, yeah. If allegedly,
they don't know the schedule sometimes.
Hunter, allegedly.
Fifth gen boy group to fifth gen boy group.
Oh right, yeah, them.
Fifth gen boy group.
You were
right
thinking the other fifth gen boy group.
Wow.
Too many.
They can all stay.
These guys can stay.
Stay.
I really like this song. Yeah, they have my permission.
So he is such a cutie pie. Like, he's just so adorable.
What's Rise of Sound? Just another genre. A wholly different genre song.
Yeah.
No idea. Is this the one that I said was, like, giving pop punk?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever listen to Reliant K?
Yes.
No.
Like, low-key, this is giving me Reliant K.
It's just because I just said that line.
She's such a weirdo. Like, what is this? But it's great.
I wonder which RISE song is the most successful in Korea.
I think Love 119.
But that's also just because, like, it was the early of the year. There were no other songs, like, charting at that time.
Yeah. I just feel like I see people mention Love 119 all the time.
That one was really catchy as well.
In the fucking car. Would not stop.
Yeah.
Bring Sung-hwan back. Oh my god. He would have eaten this up.
Okay, like, SM's just messing with us at this point. Did you see that whole picture of, like, they left a gap for him? And it's just like, maybe.
Yeah. SM can eat shit. Don't they need some positive press right now? Like, bring him back.
Yeah.
After that tweet came out where they were like, here's how much money each big four company has. And they were like, last? SM, they're calling you poor. Bring him back. Why do I feel like this is the first time I've fucking seen Shotaro in this entire music video?
Because it's not a dance-heavy song.
Yeah.
God, this is...
That line is perfect!
No, it's totally that meme right now of like, I'm swan, or she swung, he frog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just so giving, like, I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Love that. I hope Anton had a good time with this song.
He's gonna go so hard when he calls himself
Anton. Anton secret emo? Come on, Anton, come through. Clear your name.
Another fifth gen boy
group. The fifth gen boy grouping groups are grouping right now.
What is this supposed to say on the top? Is that supposed to be Korean? Is that Korean?
It sure doesn't look like it. That's no Hangul I can read.
It's so stylized. Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why every fifth gen boy group had to release a song within the same week. Can we please let Zykas win a music show?
Stealing his parents' car keys? Huh?
They're in the rebellious phase, I guess. They do have, like, a bit of a story.
Yeah, they're not sweet little...
No, don't cut it.
They do have a bit of a storyline going on. Like, the first album was, like, first love, then breakup, heartache.
After they got their heart broken, now they're bad boys.
And then they have Earth, Wind, and Fire. Don't know where that fits in, but we're back in the storyline a little bit.
But no, Earth, Wind, and Fire was still, like, a romance song. It was, like... You're not just my girlfriend, you're my earth, wind, and fire.
This is also the album that they're giving people job resumes, right?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking funny.
They're saying, hey, if you want to be all out all night at the Norebang, you need to have your own money. Oh, a meme. The line, please don't tell my mom and daddy, is fucking insane, actually.
Yeah, I hate it.
Not the Ring camera in the house. Got him. Live with zero viewers. Oh my god.
No.
Whoa, okay.
Wait, that was so actually and then- so funny.
Cause is this like a parody song of like them sneaking out of their dorm?
Maybe.
Juan is so small. Oh.
I'm gonna start saying that all the time.
No.
I love that. I
think
like
it's very
song.
Funny. Yeah, I like this song. When you guys said it was way more rap heavy than you like expected, I expected it to even be more rap heavy than this.
Yeah, which like, calling it a rap heavy song feels like a lie because it's not really, but it's not
in,
as bright
in comparison.
As
yeah, because honestly, yeah. I haven't really listened to any of their other stuff that much, so.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah, the music video definitely just had made me like the song a lot more too. It's very fun.
Yeah, I think it's a really cute music video for this song.
Yeah, and it's still like very, very youthful.
Oh, yeah. I was just gonna, I mean, this is the Hagline. What can I say? I was gonna be like, this is a very cute music video for younger people.
But I believe that is their pre-release song?
Yeah, there's another one coming.
Yeah.
And then their title is On Their Way. Okay,
but the Bonedo girlies go hard.
Yeah, they're going crazy over there. But I think TWS might be winning the Korean teenage hearts war right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God they're not having a comeback right now. Also, I can't handle this.
A real fight. Honestly, like when TWS comes out again with another comeback, I feel like, no, didn't they just do one in June?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Ooh, we don't follow
the way. I just had to like muffle a scream. Okay.
Back in. It's time.
Back in!
We're so flipping back and forth between the old oldies to the newest.
Yeah,
of
and like
newies.
The newest stuff. I haven't heard this at all yet, so.
I have not either.
It only came out last night.
Yeah, along the same time. Someone was focused on Zekers at that time.
I was.
Yeah, understandable.
Okay, let's go.
Giving Edgar Allan Poe.
I hope he kills someone in this. Possible?
It's giving the Mask of the Red Death.
Maybe.
Oh, he's a vampire?
No, he just saw his reflection.
Okay, some kind of other... Oh.
Demon. It's a demon.
He's a demon?
What was his superpower in EXO? Light.
Light.
This is his Dark Sona.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. What if this is... Okay, so EXO, they all have like X versions.
Of course they do.
They have like evil versions of themselves. Yeah. Like in the... In the Obsession music video, they like fight each other.
Wait. I don't want to be right with knowing this little information.
Yes, Baekhyun!
I'm so glad this is a faster song.
Fuck, music is back! Thank you so much, Baekhyun!
Do you happen to know if he produced this song himself?
No, but I can find out. It's all the bats flying around.
Bats can just be still demonic too.
Yeah. Is this in, like, Spain?
Right. I was about to be like, are we filming again in Lisbon?
Or in France? Yeah.
I wish I knew or followed where he was traveling to for this.
Oh, Vampire's Thrall.
Fighter. Would have been kind of insane if he did Fighter.
It's giving, like, Twilight fight scene. Is he saying you're a pineapple slice to me?
This is the one time where I'm just not gonna pay attention to the lyrics, please.
No, he said you're so delicious and juicy.
But it's not the same way as Jaehyun was calling someone a flaming hot lemon.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god.
No. He did not take part in the position of any of the songs on this album.
CBX, where are you?
I like it, I like it, I like it. I'm excited to listen to this whole album. I am excited it is a little bit faster song, but I'm glad that it is also still very much very sexy song. Good job.
Music is so back.
Good job, Baekhyun. Love you. Come to New York. We're so fucking back.
Remember, we're not going to listen to it, but Chenyeol has a second song. Yeah, B-side promotion.
Oh, yeah. I might listen to it. Yeah, I might listen to it later. I like that first one. The one we listened to, the other one?
Yeah, Blackout.
Blackout? Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't bad. Oh, right.
How do you pronounce her name?
Chewy?
Chewy. Great, thank you.
She's...
I was just like, I know it's not...
Taiwanese? Yeah.
She's Taiwanese? I thought she was Japanese.
No, she's Taiwanese. The three Japanese members are Misamo, and she's the maknae of Twice. She's their youngest member. Yeah.
Are you just expecting another very bright song? Did you listen to this yet?
I listened to a snippet of it on Twitter. I don't know. What do I expect?
I don't know. As maknae, I always just expect something super bright or something.
She is not the member that I expected a solo from next.
Can you name three Twice
confirmed? Neon.
Okay.
Why am I blanking on
your favorite one?
Oh my god, I can picture her. She had a comeback like not that long ago. And I'm completely blanking on her name.
I think she's the
Why
only.
Why are you a misandrist?
There's only been two that have.
Yeah, it's because I am
soloist. This is only their third Twice solo album.
Yes. Jihyo.
Oh my god. That's embarrassing.
Yep.
Really is there a Murmo in Twice?
There is.
Look at me. I named two members. Yeah, no, I don't listen to Twice.
Yeah, because Misamo did their album together. So that's Mina, Momo, and
Sana.
So they did their album together, and then only Nayeon and Jihyo have had solo albums besides Chewy.
Yeah. I could see why you're now surprised that she's the next one in line to do
Yeah.
solo.
But also, I don't know, I do listen to a lot of Twice, but I don't like follow them. But you know, when you get big groups like this, there's some members that are just more interested in doing other things and like don't necessarily want to do solo music.
Yeah. What was Chewie's solo stage at the last concert you saw Twice at?
What a great question. Did she have a solo stage?
Oh, I just assumed all the members had a solo stage.
Yeah, me too, but I, like, cannot remember what it was.
Because someone, I don't remember who, they had the pole.
Done for, yeah, that was Momo.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's my... called Done For Me? I don't remember this. Sorry, Chewie, I don't remember it.
That just means they have to tour again, so
yeah.
I'm reminded.
It was at MetLife, and it was very hot and very crowded.
Fighting for your life out there.
No, for real. Blacking out. Once Momo was on that poll, I just, like, don't remember anything.
That's how my Twitter feed felt, too, actually.
Congratulations, yeah. Chewie.
Very cute song. Aim, have you listened to this yet?
I have not. I didn't realize it came out today.
You know what? Same here. Until someone posted it on Instagram, I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. And I listened to it. Yeah. Also very short, but it's all rapping, so I guess it's understandable.
God, Meg.
She's so hot.
Like, absurdly hot.
I want to know, like, how long this production has been, like, in the pipeline for.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this outfit is
Meg! She's just like the whole package.
Yeah.
Period.
This part.
Oh my god. Thank you, Meg. Oh, she's a 95 line?
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny.
We claim her. Like, this art of him is, like, great. The cover art, beautiful.
But the animation?
Yeah.
It's a cute workaround, considering
yeah.
Cannot be there in person.
His suit is Spike Spiegel's suit from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Even the toothpick. Okay.
He hasn't done a deep voice rap like that ever? Question mark.
I was like, are they gonna kiss? Anyway.
I want to see her on Music Bank. I just want her to do all the dance challenges.
Oh my god!
Staircase.
Yes.
I just.
I was thinking when they're drawing them together in the car, I like that they drew her taller than him.
Yeah, that would not be true.
Hmm?
Isn't she? She's super short.
No, she's 5'10".
She's built like a stallion.
And then plus heels. She's a...
Damn.
Like, she is an Amazon. Like, this is my Amazon. Love a tall woman. What did Yuji say? Love a tall woman that can kick my ass. Something like that.
I liked it. Mostly Meg's part, but I don't mind RM's part.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a huge part, yeah.
I mean, yeah. The song's only 2.5
had another
song.
240, yeah.
But it's like, rapping. Rapping gets a pass on being shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so have you guys seen this teaser?
No.
If this is the same one I saw on Twitter, I laughed so loud that Elena got mad at
boy.
Me. Sorry. It took me so much by surprise. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but it was fucking funny. No, this is not the one I saw on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Can I request one we saw on Twitter? Because it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell this group's name. Where is the double V?
Yeah.
Oh, instead of a W.
It's the double V is supposed to replace the W. I mean, at least I don't think I mind the group's name.
It
might be like another saturation. Like, remember, like, this year, last year was so many bunnies. Now it's going to be so many
cats.
Cats eye, meow.
Oh, that's true. I just like have such a hard time.
This teaser is so normal compared
to
the other one that I just sent.
Such a hard time
with
young groups, young girl groups especially. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is this going to be like their alternative form?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What is that called? What was that called? Oh, MV teaser 2. Okay. Okay.
It was the meow at the end.
The one girl that gives that look, that was pretty funny though. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the music. Oh. Oh.
I didn't know this was out.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
This sure is a Teddy song though.
It really is.
We'll see if it follows the same pattern, but not hopeful. That's the Jennie replacement, right?
These girlies are so young.
I don't know. The casting stories behind some of these girls are fucking crazy.
Is this the one with the Samsung heiress?
I'm not sure if she made the final lineup. I'm sure she was just rumored. But I know one of the girls in here, it might be her, has been in the industry for, like, her entire life. Oh, it's a no from me, dog.
Is there any young fifth gen girl group just experiencing Bright and
yeah,
Youth, and then it's like, yes, it's all of Hype groups. SM should be debuting their fifth gen girl group,
yeah,
rumored, maybe not rumored, it might have been on that financial report thing.
I knew that Black Label is separate from YG, but like it does feel like crazy to drop this group just after Baby Monster.
I was literally just thinking that, like I was literally just looking up Baby Monster because I was like,
because they look the same and they sound the fucking same.
Yep.
The vibe is exactly the same. And I
mean, but you could say that about Hive too.
And I will.
Like, I don't doubt that these girls are like very talented dancers and performers and probably singers, but who knows, they're not singing in here.
Yeah.
They're meowing.
I could do without that. And like they've already,
maybe that's how all these big fours are gonna coexist, like, in peace. They all just corner a type.
I just fucking hate the Black Label, to be honest. Like, they're not
Teddy doesn't
good.
Deserve his own
he
label.
Really doesn't, and they already, like, they don't do anything with what they already have, so like what's the fucking point to be some, please, no,
wait, no, I love this song, this is such a bomb.
What?
It's what? So funny, it's so I don't know, it's just a bomb. If Teddy worked on this, maybe I owe him an apology.
I think he has to work on it if it comes from them.
Oh my god.
No!
I actually like this song.
I've just been sick of YG and the Black Label for very long. I'm just tired of them.
Yeah, I don't really listen to their stuff.
What?
That's crazy, I know.
It's just so...
There's more members than I realized.
Got them all going sheesh, 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 sheesh.
But yeah, it's a Blackpink song. It's a 21 song.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Watch your fucking mouth. It's not a 21 song. That's for damn sure.
It's definitely a Blackpink.
It's definitely a Blackpink song.
Just seriously, like, what is YG doing between Baby, I want to say Baby Metal, Baby Monster, Treasure.
Don't bring Baby Metal into this.
I know, I'm sorry, that one I will apologize for.
They're perfect.
I don't know. How many members has Baby Metal gone through?
A bunch.
Yeah. Such as the J idol scene.
Yeah, because they have a graduation system. I don't know, YG is just so boring to me these days. Like,
it's because they got rid of all their, like, I don't know, probably self-producing idols, which is like what attracted people to work with them in the first place and made them very unique in the scene.
They just originally, like, had so much of their own identity within the scene, and now they don't. They just keep repeating the same shit over and over and over again now, and it's boring.
Same exact formula. Formula for the songs, formula for the groups, formula for identity.
She killing that hairography.
Same hairography.
Good for you, girl. Yeah, no, for real.
Okay, well, that's all the songs for this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
We did it.
Sheesh. For the bonus of sheesh.
Wow, so much has happened.
It's just truly... All the fifth gen boy groups are just like, yes, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, no. Now is their time.
Wait, before we do anything. So another segment we're trying to work in within our limited time frame is just like some hot takes that we come across on our feeds. And yeah, just you guys,
just stuff we want to talk
this
about.
This K-pop community sure says a lot of shit, and the algorithm just favors picking up stupid shit sometimes, so we have to see it, and sometimes I just want to talk about it.
Unfortunately, I am very addicted to Twitter's For You feature now, probably because I don't actually like follow that many people, so my timeline moves too slow. So now I'm just like in For You all the time, and sometimes stuff is very much not for me. And I'm like, why would you say that? But you know how they say if you could ban everyone under 21 from appearing in your feed, you would if you could?
Yep. Yeah,
very much so. Very much.
Would you rather buy a face value JA ticket and camp for Barricade or pay platinum pricing for a seated floor Barricade ticket? Platinum or resale pricing?
Platinum pricing.
Seated.
Yeah. No, okay, I don't like this tweet because I would pay what I determine to be the correct face value for a seated Barricade ticket, which I don't think should surpass $500.
I do think there is a difference between like camp for a Barricade versus seated floor ticket with a good view, because seated floor ticket with a good view is arbitrary. Is it a Barricade ticket, a seated Barricade ticket, or is it just seated with a good view? Because like, what is a good view for me is not a good view for y'all.
Yeah, because I'm a short bitch.
Yeah. And also, when we're all seated on the same level, even though I'm tall, people have signs and their phones and whatever, so I'd rather not sit, even if it's on the floor, like in the middle of a crowd, I would rather not be seated. But I also don't want to camp.
Yeah. But yeah, in no universe am I gonna pay what does it say? Does it literally say triple the face value? Yeah, I'm no. I would not do that. The end. I'm also not gonna camp.
Like paying $1,500 for a floor ticket with a good view, that would literally have to be on the Barricade. But still, like $1,500 would be crazy.
That would have to get me dinner with the members afterwards.
Okay, would you rather camp for 2 days, ooh, or would you rather spend I guess it would be like $12,000 for a guaranteed Barricaded
seat. $12,000?
Because it's like, that's just doubling the 18E VIP one.
You mean 1,200?
Oh, 1,200. Might be.
Okay. Okay. I was like, whoa, 12,000.
1,200.
Am I asking too many questions? Like, if we're camping, do we also have a hotel? Yes. Are we taking shifts?
Well, what if it's New York? What if it's Prudential?
Yeah, then I...
Okay, we're going to Prudential.
Then I wouldn't camp.
Oh, God.
I'm not camping at Prudential. I'm not camping at Newark. I'm not camping at somewhere where I can't...
We have to camp in Newark?
That's too far away for me to go home and back. I'm not paying for the New Jersey Transit back and forth. Like,
I mean, the best case scenario, if you're camping at Prudential, you do have, like, an Airbnb or a hotel nearby. There's so... God bless that fucking Target. Logistically, there's just so many issues. But like, if it's just a flat out would I rather, I would rather camp than pay $1,500 for a seat.
Yeah, Ticketmaster's gonna pry that money out of my cold dead hands.
But like, best case scenario, I would rather just buy a ticket on the side of the stage and have a seat.
Ideally,
and not pay $1,200.
Like, how it was for 17, we paid what?
For our seated Barricade exclusive
row. It's going
to
be the two of us right in that row. It's crazy.
Period. Our VIP exclusive. It's like a suite almost.
No, what?
We bought out the row. Arena, we bought out the row. Anyway, we bought out the entire row just for us.
I have a feeling they're going to add seats at the end. But shout out to UBS for assuming that each row will only have two seats on the side of the extended stage.
And they will. UBS, look me in the eyes. You will only keep two seats there.
UBS has never let us down.
Winking at UBS.
But yeah, this question is just like, do you have more time or do you have more money?
Yeah.
I guess. And yeah.
And then I do feel like that last AT show at Rosemont really kind of spoiled my camping mentality, because that was just like so ultra organized that now in my mind the situation would have to be the same. Like, all the fans would have to be respectful of the line. It would have to be that organized. Everybody would have to be like in agreement. The police would have to be down there backing people up, you know what I mean? Like,
versus like what happened to like Atlanta where
yeah,
they're just
exactly.
like, they made the announcement being like, we are not respecting the fan-made line, and everybody just started rushing and running and
yeah.
panicking or something.
Yeah, like hearing the community officer in Rosemont come out multiple times to be like, hey, these folks have been out here since Wednesday and we're going to respect that. I was like, oh my God, for real, for real? I've never heard that before in my entire fucking life.
Apparently, like...
But that actually made it so much better.
Yeah, apparently the TXT one, like, scarred them or something.
Understandably. I feel like it scarred everybody involved.
Across the nation.
No, literally. We were all like, ooh.
Nation
ooh,
trauma
ooh.
Bonding over TXT yeah. VIP lines. But yeah, we need to still debrief the AT's concert, I feel like. But happy 1 month since we saw them at Citi Field.
No!
1 month?
Yeah, already? I saw the tweet. It was just like, it's been 1 month since we suffered.
Oh my God.
But that's for another episode. So that's all we have for this week.
Didn't you have a second hot take?
No, I deleted it. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about it anymore. That's like the thing with hot takes. You see them, you get a little heated, and then you forget about it in like 2 days.
Yeah.
So honestly, everything is like not that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it should be. Nothing in K-pop should be deep. The end.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully I finish.
You're so brave.
Yeah, hopefully I finish our PNG tubers so we can start setting that up. And then also working on the logo or something so we have something to overlay this with.
Oh, God.
But okay, thanks for listening.
Bye.